Music by Of Monsters and Men on 106.1 The Corner. That was Mountain Sound. We had Last Night by The Strokes right before that. And it's time for the Better World Betty Show. BetterWorldBetty.org. Terry Kent is here, a.k.a. Ms. Betty. And Terry and I were just talking about how mesmerized we are and how confused we are by the whole news this morning in Boston. Yeah. The whole city being on lockdown. And not just that, but like, what kind of world are we living in where like every single news story has been horrible today. I mean, look at this. So you have this Boston police lockdown. You've got the ricin detention hearing today for the guy that sent ricin letters in the mail, allegedly. And then you've got the Texas fertilizer plant, and 40 people are still unaccounted for there. In Baghdad, there's been a major bombing at a cafe, and there's been 14 candidates for office that have been killed. Like, what is going on in the world around us?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm like to focus on the good vibration.
Right.
And it's
I totally agree.
Right. It's tough. But we do have, you know, my philosophy is we have two hands, like one to hold all of this part of being a human, anger, terrorism, the bad. Like we're going to talk a little bit about pesticides today. And we have two hands, though. We have another one that needs to hold our vision. What we want, the world that we want to create, and the world that really we are headed over there. Like, we can get kind of, you know, bogged down.
You can get bogged down by the news.
And you can feed your own kind of, you know, sadness and
negativity,
and
too.
Negativity.
I mean, it's easy to be very negative and to just kind of, you know, have a very down view about everything.
You got to bring your other...
It's kind of like
look at your t-shirt, go love.
Yeah, or G love, but still.
Oh, shoot.
But no, I totally agree though. Go love.
Go love
with G love.
That's right. We're going to talk about green love.
So Better World Betty will be at the Eco Fair. At least it's Earth Day this weekend, and that's
right.
A good thing.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. Everything's in bloom, and I really enjoyed we were just talking also before the show about Tom Tom's, like the wild foods. Like, that was so much fun Saturday. I was telling Brad that those beautiful pink flowers, they had some red buds in a salad.
Yeah, right.
And like, so we're going to talk about your lawn and
I
all the stuff
that,
that's edible.
I didn't even know that was edible. That's amazing. So, yes.
Now, know your plants. I don't want people to go out and start eating.
Right. Well, because that can be dangerous.
Yeah, sure. You got to know your plants.
Totally, but as an aside, have you ever heard of edible plants called fiddleheads this time of year?
Yeah. Fried fiddleheads.
It's very popular in like Maine and Nova Scotia and Canada's Atlantic provinces. A friend of mine sent me a link about it, and he was like, our family looks forward to these every year.
I had never
heard of fiddleheads.
Know what the thing is, Brad, we're getting back. We're getting reconnected with the planet, and that's what Earth Day is about. You know, think about it, how disconnected we can become from where our food comes from, you know, how we procure it, what it takes. Like, why do we say eat less meat? Well, because there's so much resource intensive. And then we're talking about, I can start giving you some facts about
lawns.
Yeah,
let's do it. Let's talk lawns.
So there's 5 million acres of lawns in the United States, and these require about 270 billion gallons of water each week.
Wow.
And then we're applying about 100 million pounds of herbicides on these lawns and gardens every year.
Wow.
Yeah. And the thing is, a lot of these pesticides, like I got out my green guide from National Geographic for families. It's a great book, by the way. And, you know, 24 of those are toxic to fish and aquatic, 16 to birds, and then 11 to bees. And we know that there's a ban in France and Germany on these neonicotinoids. It's a pesticide. This is the thing with GMOs we've talked about and pesticides. They're actually, if they're in the seed and then they're in the plant and then the bee pollinates the plant, it's this one in particular is nicotine based.
Really?
Yeah. Bizarre.
Yeah.
And so they're tracking, they've been out since 2005, but we need to, the EPA was recently sued by beekeepers, consumer advocates, environmental organizations a few weeks ago. This was in the New York Times. And it's a problem, Brad. Yeah. We like need to not we need to ban these things.
Right, right. Okay.
So so here are some things that Betty has to offer y'all. To green, what we called today's episode.
Green, not mean. Which is brilliant.
A green, not mean lawn.
Yes.
The thing, too, that you need to understand about manufacturers coming out and saying that these things are fine for your lawn is they're USDA approved, so it's not regulated.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to be knowledgeable ourselves.
Right.
So number one, aerate your soil.
Okay.
This is great. Actually, we had a work day and I said, I'm going to wear my heels.
Yeah, okay.
And aerate. We don't have to rent an aerator.
You can just wear your heels and walk around.
Also, you can get your soil tested. We always recommend that. And then you can apply, you know, the pH, you can modify it accordingly.
Yeah.
Instead of this more is better approach, which it's right. Not when it comes to the groundwater. Number two, let your grass grow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cut it so short, 3 to 4 inches. And then a healthy lawn is a lawn that doesn't need the chemicals.
Right. Okay.
Instead of the killing the weeds with the herbicides. Three, what about ditching the gas-powered mower?
Right.
Actually, saw a neighbor of mine that was pushing
with the push with the push mower. Yeah,
she was getting a workout.
I remember you talked about that last week. There's several benefits to the push mower as opposed to the gas powered mower.
And you know, this is like the bane of spring. You're enjoying your spring,
yeah,
and
right?
You're like,
right.
Oh, and you hear the gas leaf blowers, and I know it's efficient, but it's also one of these things where. Aesthetically, do we really need a sidewalk that doesn't have any leaves on it?
Right.
Do we really need a sidewalk that doesn't have any dandelions? Like, let's really rethink
mm-hmm.
this whole idea, everyone. Leaving your grass clippings on the lawn is also really, you know, helps the microorganisms decompose. They provide nutrients and keep your grass healthy. So there's also mulch mowers.
Right.
And you could put that. I remember we had a huge extension cord. Like, you can do it the electric, but again, that has its own
drawbacks, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
And then weed by hand.
By hand.
Get
okay.
in there and get your garden tools. Get your kids involved. And this just makes it safer for your pets and your kids. And then if you must spray, go organic. There are organic formulas. They're biodegradable formulas.
Mm-hmm.
Ask lots of questions.
Right. Yeah.
You know, there's formulas that have like plant-based vinegar in there, corn gluten. I have an example written down, Planet Neutral. I don't have a lawn anymore.
Okay.
So I'm a
right.
little bit like out of my, you know,
out of
I can help you.
Yeah, right. Because I inherited a big lawn, so I better figure out what to do.
And food, not lawns.
Mm-hmm.
We got to.
Gardening.
Yeah, gardening. I'm actually having Seville Landscapes come out.
Yeah.
And talk to me about how to convert more of, I know people are kind of moving in that direction of more and more like what herbs, native plants.
Mm-hmm.
Albemarle County has a great directory now of your native plants. So before you go to the nursery, before you shop, that's another great way to save water.
Yeah.
Is just to buy the ones that are native here. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good. BetterWorldBetty.org. And our guest is Better World Betty, a.k.a. Terry Kent. And your talk on Sunday is 3:30.
Exactly.
At the Eco
And
Fair.
I'm so excited. I've revamped my talk because I know people are busy in their lives. So my whole focus is you got a minute.
Yeah.
Then these are things you do. You got an hour.
These
are more things you do.
Okay.
And you got lots of time. Here
right.
you go. So I'm excited
yeah.
to have people come out.
Very good. And it's totally free. It's at the Main Street Arena downtown, the Eco Fair on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Betty will be there and plenty other local sustainable living experts and eco-friendly experts.
And we're about halfway through our goal. We had an Earth Day goal of 100 new donors for
mm-hmm.
Betty, and we're about 42.
Oh,
so
nice.
So that's really exciting.
Good.
So whether it's $1,
yeah.
$5, $100, this is a grassroots organization that needs you. Please come out and support us.
So check BetterWorldBetty.org for more. And Ms. Betty, thanks for being here today on a rather strange Friday morning in a
keep
lot of ways.
Keep it positive.
Let's keep it positive. Let's go love with G-Love.
All
That's
right.
what I'm thinking. This is hot cooking, a little backyard barbecue type thing.
All right.
G-Love on 106.1 The Corner.